That's why it's really important that you parents not only teach your children what's right and what's wrong, because they're going to grow up and they're going to make choices when they leave your home. But if they grew up in the Word of God, they're going to be convicted. They're going to have a mind that brings conviction. Why? From all the times and everything you gave to them from the Word of God.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Well, today's lesson continues our series in 2 Chronicles, and we're glad you've joined us for Raul's challenge to focus more attention on your kids' spiritual training. Stay with us to explore the fallout of an ancient king's lax approach to guiding his sons in God's ways. You'll see just how vital your role is in leading your kids to enjoy a lifelong relationship with the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 21, here's Raul Reese.
And Jehoshaphat rested with his fathers and was buried with his father in the city of David. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his place. Now, here we have in verses 1 through 7 the character of Jehoram, his son. And as we look at Jehoshaphat, he was a good king. But he experienced not only the power of God in his life, but at the same time, he had a fascination for evil people. He was fascinated by it. And it brought him down. Now, here is his son. He said he had brothers and sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariah, Michael, Shephatiah, all these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. I mean, he was blessed by the Lord with all these sons. God blessed him. And yet, Jehoram was the eldest. He was coming into the kingdom. And their father gave them great gifts of silver and gold and precious things with fortified cities in Judah. But he gave the kingdom to Jehoram because he was his firstborn. And I think this was something that we really need to be careful with, because even though he was his firstborn, he should have seen that he was not a righteous person. I think we have to be careful even when we give our inheritance to our own children. Not just because they're our children. But what are they going to do with it? You could destroy them by giving them so much. And as he looked at all his sons, the eldest one, because he was the firstborn, he gave him the kingdom, even though he gave silver and gold to the rest of them in his inheritance. But watch this. Verse 4. And now when Jehoram was established over the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and he killed all his brothers with the sword and also other leaders of Israel. Notice what he did. The southern kingdom of Israel becoming polluted once again. By who? By the north. The north is polluting the southern kingdom. He was exposed to all kinds of evil. Now, this is the reason he killed his brothers is because when he was a little kid, his father exposed him to all kinds of evil. Now, listen, get the message tonight. That when you have your children in your home and they're little, this is the most important time when you're building their character. And whatever they see, whatever they hear, whatever they taught, they're going to grow up with that. Here it is. He was exposed to all kinds of evil when he was little. I can remember when I was a kid, I was 5 years old. And I can remember, when I look back at my life now, and the evilness in my life and in my heart as I got older is because of the things that I was exposed to when I was a little kid by my father. I grew up in nightclubs and bars, 5 years old. I heard cussing. I saw pornography. I saw all kinds of evil. I saw drunkenness, man. I saw drugs. I saw everything. And when you grew up in an atmosphere like that, when you grew up in a home like that, and then violence in the home, and abuse in the home, physical abuse and verbal abuse, listen, it's going to affect you. And it's going to carry you on until Jesus touches your life. That's why there's so many people that are messed up. There's no possible way that I should be who I am today. It's only because of the Lord. Because otherwise I would be already dead or in a nut house. Because of what happened in my life. And so with you. The miracle of God. God is the only one that can do the work in our lives. And He can take the evil out of our hearts and put good in our hearts by His righteousness. And here we see that He went ahead and being affected as a child, He killed all of His brothers and all of the leaders. Verse 5. And Jeroboam was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Underline that. He didn't walk in the king of Judah. He copied the northern kingdom of Israel. And there was no good king in Israel. They were all evil kings. Evil kings. They worshiped the golden calves. They worshiped Baal. They worshiped Molech. They burned their children in the fires. Just as the house of Ahab had done. For he had a daughter of Ahab, his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, I'm so happy that the Holy Spirit tells us why he became even more evil and followed the northern kingdom of Israel. Why? Because he married Ahab's daughter. You see? There's the problem. He married into an evil home. That's why be you not unequally yoked together. Think of your son or your daughter marrying someone that is, let's say, Muslim or Buddhist or Jehovah's Witness or Mormon. Think of the division in your home as a Christian. Think of losing your children. Because when they get married, either the husband or the wife can influence the other partner. Think of how many parents have been cast to the side because of the wife, and they've lost their son or a daughter because of the son-in-law, as they begin to poison that person concerning their parents or their grandparents. That's a problem today with a lot of parents, a lot of sons and daughters. That's why it's really important that you parents not only teach your children what's right, but lead them in the way in teaching them about evil and what's right and what's wrong. Because they're going to grow up and they're going to make choices when they leave your home. But if they grow up in the Word of God, they're going to be convicted. They're going to have a mind that brings conviction. Why? From all the times and everything you gave to them from the Word of God. And you continue to pray for them. You don't want to lose them eternally. And yet people are lost eternally. Here he tells us that the reason he became so evil is because he married Ahab's daughter. Should have never done that. But he did. Verse 7. And yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David. Because of the covenant that he had made with David, since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons forever. Notice the faithfulness of God here to his covenant that he made with David. God keeps his word. God keeps his covenants. Then it says this. And in his days, the Edomites revolted against Judah's authority and made a king over themselves. Now, when people outside of the church begin to see the compromising and the carnality, within the church and within people that know you, what's going to happen? They're not going to respect you. They're going to come against you. When they saw the weakness in Judah, the Edomites on the other side said, hey, you know what? It's over, man. Let's go get them. They had no respect. They saw the weakness already. Watch what it says. Verse 9. And so Jehoram went out with his officers and all his chariots with him. And he rose up by night and attacked the Edomites who had surrounded him and the captains of the chariots. And thus Edom had been in revolt against Judah's authority to this day, and at that time Libna revolted against his rule because he had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. Notice that. He had forsaken the Lord God of his fathers. Hasad. We notice that he moved himself out of the place of blessing through his rebellion against God. How many times can we move ourselves out of the place of blessing when we rebel against God? You can be blessed and also be cursed the moment you move yourself out of the blessings of God. That's why it's really important to be righteous and to obey and to be holy and to do what's right. If you have a problem with lying and you lie to somebody, it's very good to go back and say, you know what? I'm sorry, but I've lied. I've added to the story or this or that, whatever. Make it right with men and God, because you know what? Every time you catch yourself and you correct yourself, pretty soon you're going to be speaking truth. Very important. Because here we see that the reason that he not only, you know, shows here that he did not walk with God, but he forsook the Lord of the fathers. Verse 11, moreover, he made a high place in the mountains of Judah, and he caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit harlotry and led Judah astray. Notice that the places of idolatry, which God says, don't do it, he went ahead and did it. No respect for God. No respect for God. He rebelled against God.
This is Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. We're here to enrich your faith with God's truth. Visit us at somebodylovesyou.com or call us anytime at 800-634-9165. You can also download our free app to keep Bible-based resources at your fingertips. Now let's continue with more from Raul Reese in 2 Chronicles.
Verse 12. And a letter came from Elijah, the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord God of your father David, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, or in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but you have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to play the whore like the harlot in the house of Ahab. Also have killed your brothers, those of your father's household who were better than yourself. Behold, the Lord will strike your people with a serious affliction, your children, your wives, and all of your possessions. God will not stand for evil. You see? Now, here Elisha is already dead. So how does he write a letter from the dead? He doesn't. Some proclaim that this could be a letter from Elijah, not Elijah. It's a copy's error. They don't know that. Or Elisha, because he was a prophet, already foresaw what would happen, so he wrote the letter before he died, and now at the proper time, they read the letter of Elijah, what he says, and here it is. You see? Watch this, verse 14. Behold, the Lord will strike your people with a serious affliction, your children, your wives, and all your possessions. And you will become very sick with a disease of your intestines. And notice, until your intestines come out by reason of the sickness day by day. Does God judge? You bet he judges. You bet. God doesn't put up with evil. I mean, when God speaks, God warns, and God gives a period of time of grace and mercy through his love, the judgment of God will come, and when it comes, it will come hard. I believe That's exactly what's happened to the United States of America right now. The judgment of God is on his way if we don't make the right decisions. We're going to see it big time. That's why the church has to intercede. We got to pray. We got to read. We got to grow. We got to stand for what's right in the presence of God, in the presence of people. And we need to let our lights shine. We need to be the salt of the earth. We need to be a light on a hill that cannot be covered. Because the world is becoming smaller and the world's becoming greater with evil. It's really sad, but this is the truth, God says. This is what's happening. They make us covet. They make us covet in the commercials. I want it. I need it. I deserve it. Be careful of the deceit. The mighty dollar. That's what they want. They don't care about you. They care about their pocket. It is true. This is what's happening to America, and America is falling for the lie. People want to be like the commercials. It's amazing. Amazing how they know how to feed you and how to get you to buy the product. I mean, there's hundreds of channels now, jewelry channels. I mean, whatever you want, it's there for you. Yet, look what he says. Verse 15. He says that you will become very sick with a disease of your intestines until your intestines come out, notice, by reason of the sickness day by day. And moreover, the Lord stirred up against Jeroboam the spirit of the Philistines and the Arabians who were near the Ethiopians. What did God do? God rose up and baited him. So what? So that he could fall under God's trap. God used evil for good. God will use evil people to destroy you if you don't listen. You'll fall under your own trap. You see? What did God do with Judah? He brought the Babylonians. What did he do with Israel? He brought the Assyrians. Evil people. God used them as instruments of judgment. And God will do that today. He'll judge you with an evil person. They'll use them to bring judgment on you if you don't listen. Verse 17. And they came up into Judah and invaded it and carried away all the possessions that were found in the king's house and also his sons and his wives, so that there was not a son left to him except Jehoshaphat, the youngest of his son. Notice the prophecy of Elisha came to pass, just like he said. And after this, the Lord struck him and his intestines with all incurable disease. And then it happened, in the course of time, after the end of 2 years, that his intestines came out because of his sickness. Can you believe that? He just rotted. And he died in a severe pain. And his people made no burning for him like the burning of his fathers. He was so evil, they didn't respect him. He was only 32 years of age when he became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem for 8 years only. And to no one's sorrow departed. However, they buried him in the city of David, but not in the tomb of the kings. Interesting. No respect for him. They didn't even give him a proper funeral. Chapter 22, verse 1. And then the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his place. For the raiders who came with the Arabians into the camp had killed all the older sons. And so Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. And Ahaziah was 42 years old. And when he became king and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem, his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri. So here it says 42 years old, but there's actually here a copyist error. It should be 22 years. See, so here's another copy error. And when I say copy error, it's when they were copying the Bible, they made the mistake. There's no error with the Bible. The copyist made the error. Verse 3. And he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab. Notice that. An ungodly mother influenced her own son to become evil. Interesting. And there are mothers like that. There are women like that in the world that are evil, just like men. Look what he says, verse 4. And therefore he did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his destruction. Notice what it says. The Lord saw it, and the counselors that he had were counselors to his own destruction. You have to be careful who counsels you. You have to be careful what kind of advice you're getting. It can be evil or it can be righteous. He also followed their advice and went to Jehoram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, the king of Syria, at Ramoth Gilead. And the Syrians wounded Jehoram. And he returned, notice, to Jezreel to recover from his wounds, which he had received at Ramah. And when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria, and Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram, son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. So notice the evil here. And his going to Jehoram was God's occasion for Ahaziah's downfall. Notice how God is fully in control. He's doing the whole thing. He's leading the whole story. Everything that happens is not by coincidence. God is directing the whole play. He's in charge. His going to Jehoram was God's occasion for Azariah's downfall. For when he arrived, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, son of Nishi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab. Notice that. God already had planned this event. And it happened. It came to pass, when Jehu was executing judgment on the house of Ahab, that he found the leaders of Judah, the sons of Ahaziah's brothers, who served Ahaziah, and noticed that he killed them. And then he searched for Ahaziah, and they caught him. He was hiding in Samaria. And they brought him to Jehu. And when they had killed him, they buried him because they said, he is the son of Jehoshaphat who sought the Lord with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah and no one to assume power over the kingdom. Notice that. Here they respected him because of his father, because he walked with God.
We hope you've been challenged by today's reminder that you are a spiritual light in a dark world, and you can have a profound impact on the faith walk of others, especially your own children. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Ries. If you'd like to review today's message, we'll send you an unedited copy for a donation of $5 or more. Our phone number is 800-634-9165, and be sure and ask for Raul's lesson from 2 Chronicles chapters 21 through 24. Now, before Raul returns, we'd like to tell you about a helpful devotional titled Practical Living. Now available at the value price of just $5 plus shipping and handling, this 365-day guide will direct your heart to God's truth as you learn how to listen for His leading in your life. Take advantage of this limited-time discount and contact us today to order Raul's Practical Living Devotional. We'll send your copy when you visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. That's 800-634-9165. To order by writing us, our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. One more time, that's Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Here at Somebody Loves You Radio, our mission is to equip you with the wisdom and instruction of Scripture. Let us know how we can best serve you. We also invite you to take advantage of all of our free and convenient resources. Join Raul for Straight Talk on his YouTube channel every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. This Q&A program offers Bible-based guidance for honoring God in today's complex world. You won't want to miss out on it. You can also download podcasts of all of these programs using Spotify or iTunes. And connect with us 24/7 on Instagram and Facebook. This ministry is made possible because of your continued prayers and financial support. On behalf of all of us here at the ministry, thank you so much for your partnership. And don't forget, every gift you give is tax deductible. Next time on Somebody Loves Your Radio, we'll continue with more in 2 Chronicles. We'll be shown how to avoid spiritual compromise and commit to wholehearted obedience to the Lord. Now, to conclude our time together in prayer, here's Raul once again.
Father, we pray for your people. And Lord, we ask you that you continue to bless the book of Chronicles as we continue in the following weeks, Father. We pray, Lord, that you would be with thy people. Bless them, anoint them, and use them. And Lord, help us to be a righteous people, a holy people, a loving people, God. A people who doesn't forsake the Lord, but seeks the Lord.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.